A little bit in Sunday school about what if God says no? We've all been in circumstances that you just think you really want something, you really need something, you keep praying and praying and praying, and the answer is no. What are you going to do? What becomes of that? You know, you're just so overwhelmed by this because you just think, this is what I really need, but God, why don't you give it to me? Well, sometimes it is no. I don't know why God took David. I have no clue. But I'm still going to praise him. It doesn't matter. So I'm overwhelmed with that. You know, even though we're overwhelmed, we will go up and all. If someone comes up to me and tells me, you know what, God's going to work in your life, brother. And there's so many Christians out there that believe that God's going to work in someone else's life, but not in their own. There's so many people that turn to suicide. There was just two suicides recently of people that had all the money that they needed, married, houses, anything that we poor folk would think would be really cool. You know, if you don't have that inner peace with the Lord, you're not going to be happy. But sometimes he says no. And when he says no, it overwhelms us. The next thing we do is we just got to understand that God knows better and he's just going to overrule you. So no matter what, how many times you've been praying, how many times you've been seeking, how many times you've told him your desires, God just overrules you with, nope, not going to happen. So what do you do? Well, if you're like me, you cry and you stomp your feet and whine for a little while. But, and that's okay because we are human, but we need to know that we can trust God. Amen. You know, and that's where it comes in. We have to remember that God's grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient. When we have that weight load on us and you feel bad and we feel like we're not going to make it, God's grace is enough. And you got to get to the point to know that I want to be in God's favor. I want him to give me his grace. So right now, my whole world is turned upside down. Right now, I'm struggling. Right now, I'm overwhelmed. Right now, I don't know anything about my future. Well, I didn't when David was here anyway. You know, you can't live in the past by what was in the past. You don't know the future, except that you'll have eternal life if you've given yourself to the Lord. You got to live for today and trust God. And that's so hard because when you're brought up, you go to school, you learn how to be independent, you do this, you do that, you've been taught, hey, make your place in the world, do this. It boils down to you got to trust God.
Amen.
If God never gets a kidney for Don, if for some reason he would say no, which I know it's not, you're going to be fine. You know, you got to get to the place to say, hey, I trust you, God. I know you have me in your hands. Grace is things that are unmerited. That means we don't have to work for them. God gives you grace because he loves you. He sent his son to die for you for all of the stuff in your life. Everything you're going through right now, Jesus died on the cross for that. When we get angry in situations, when we want to just go off and be by ourselves and get drunk or do drugs or whatever it is that you might want to do. Jesus died on the cross for every sin you've done. So that means when I started out as a baby till the day I die, Jesus, when God looks down at me, what does he see? His son's blood. Jesus died. He even asked God to please take this away from me. That's what we're constantly going, God, take me away from this, please. You can say it in one split second, it'll be done. That's why I love that song that Larry sang. By the way, it was beautiful. He did a wonderful job. Even if he doesn't change your circumstance, you've got to say, God, I trust you.
Amen.
And his grace will get you through. You know, Chris, I know you need money, and this is not a church that has very much money at all. We're all struggling. But you got to get to the place like, God, if I don't get that money, I still trust you. I know you love me. I know your plans are for me. Kimmy, if you need to cry every day for a month, it's going to be okay because you got to grieve the way you need to. And God's going to take care of us. He is going to take care of us. He can see what's going to happen. We can't. We just see for today. And that's all anybody should do, is live for today like it's your last day.
Amen.
I am so happy. And I said this at the memorial. I took Kimmy to the orthopedic that morning. And Isabella said, "Well, I'm hungry, girl. I want a happy meal." You know, I wish it'd make her happy as much as she wants them. And I said, "No, let's just go to the hospital." Had we not done that, I probably wouldn't even gotten to see my husband that last day. God is in control.
Amen.
If you give your life to Him, He will give you grace. Yeah, you know, and I think back to the last thing that I said to Him, the last thing I did, and I told Him, I said, "Oh, honey, I love you." And He had that weird little voice. And He goes, "I love you too, you know." And I said, "You're going to be okay, you know." And He just kept going, "I'm just so thirsty." It just broke my heart. But He got to go home. It was not my home at Santa Lena Drive, but He got to go home. And that's God's will. I have to trust that God knows what's good for me. It doesn't feel good. You know, I get so sad. I think, why wouldn't you take him away from the church he loves so much? But I gotta trust God.
Amen.
I'm trusting Him. Trusting Larry. Trusting Don, Kathy, and Ruth, all the people that do so much for the church. He also gives us mercy. That is compassion shown toward an offender or an enemy. We were all enemies before we accepted Jesus Christ. But God showed us mercy. So today I want to encourage you, whatever is overwhelming you, you got to trust God.
Amen.
It's just it. Ruth, if you never get to live alone again, you're just going to have to trust God.
Amen.
I know you do. Kelvin, if you never walk again, you're going to have to trust God. Yes, Chris.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead.
I was just going to speak on the matter that you were talking about. What overwhelms me is that the gentleman that wants to sell me the car this evening, he has another buyer. And that concerns me, because if I'm to start a job, you know, the day after tomorrow, what should I do? How can I get the...
You're going to have to trust God. I know that's so hard. But, you know, you got the money that you have, and we're going to just pray. I mean, do you know for sure that if something happened to you, you can spend eternal life with Jesus? I mean, that's the main thing. That's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life.
Yes, ma'am.
That if something terrible happened, that you would see Jesus. And then that's what it means to just totally let Him be your Savior. You got to put all your eggs in His basket. And if He says no, then He's going to figure something else out for you. I don't know how.
If you don't get that car, we know that God is protecting you from something that, and He's got something better for you.
And we know that God wants you to work so you can make money in Chicago.
I haven't had a job in over a year and a half. Let alone had a car over 2 years.
And yeah.
I just know I feel it. I just know that it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, if it's meant to be, it will work out, Chris. It will work out. Miraculously, you know, there's miracles that happen every day. That's why we keep praying for Lisa. She has cancer. We see that it's digressing her. But we're going to keep praying because we have faith, because God has healed people before. And we want her to be healed. We keep on with our faith and praying every day for things. You know, I prayed in the hospital room, "God, please keep my husband here. Please." His answer was no. And, you know, I was so overwhelmed. I was so upset. Why are you taking me? Why? But, you know, he's going to tell us no sometimes. But we just have to know, I've got to trust you, God. And God is so compassionate, and you can work it out. If it's meant for you to get that car, Chris, you're going to get it. Meant for you to get to that job, God's going to provide it. I just know it. We're going to pray for you, okay? We're going to pray that this works. Anybody else have anything to say?
I'm just wondering if he had, is there a bus to that job?
No, ma'am.
Not even from here to there? I mean, you live around here?
I've already checked.
Doesn't go to Lake Dune? Because I know Lisa's been everywhere on that bus. If she was here, she could take me.
Exactly. We're going to meet. Yep. Yep, she lives on Lake Dune.
Yeah.
She's been doing bus, so.
Well, let's just go and pray about all this, okay? Give it to God. Y'all be in. Dear Father, there's so many questions we have, and sometimes you don't even answer us. But, Lord, we've got to know that you love us. That's what I want to feel most from you today, that you still love us and that you want the best for us. And I'm being selfish, Lord. I'm talking about myself. I cannot imagine my life without David. But, Lord, I know you've got me in the palm of your hand. Father, I pray for Chris. Things in his life have seemed to just kind of fall into place. And now he's at a crossroads that what am I going to do? But Lord, I pray that he has the faith that things will work out if he just trusts you right now. Lord, whatever it is, if it's another job, whatever it is, Father, I pray that in this desperation time, in this overwhelming time, that your grace will be sufficient for Chris. Father, maybe he'll meet someone that works at Walmart. Whatever it is, Father, I pray that you would work this out. Lord, sometimes we ask for things and we really don't know the repercussions on them, but we're trying to do what's best for ourselves and we're trying to line up our desires with you. So, Lord, I pray that today, and even through the message with Pastor Thacker or the singing, Father, that you would touch Chris's life and everybody else's life here. We pray again for Lisa that you would touch her and heal her. We pray, Lord, that as you want to take Juanita home, that that's okay with us, Lord, that just be with the family. Father, we just pray for the family of Richard. He meant so much to us all those years that he was here. Father, death is not the beginning of something. It's the beginning of eternal life. It's wonderful. But it's so sad for us left back here on earth. But we do love you and give you the glory and the praise that you deserve. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.